Yes, absolutely.
No problem. Nick Quinn and Brad Newley, of course, from the Sydney Kings. Big game for them today as well. All that next hour, Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
President Donald Trump's sweeping bans on refugees and visitors from seven Muslim-majority countries has caused confusion and panic among travellers. The new Republican president on Friday put a four-month hold on allowing refugees in and temporarily barred travellers from Syria and six other Muslim-majority countries. Customs and Border Patrol agents at many airports were unaware of the executive order, and there are reports of people stuck in airports or being turned away from US-bound flights. Meantime, in reaction to Mr. Trump's order, the internet company Google has urged some of their staff travelling overseas to get back to the US as quickly as possible. The BBC's Joe Lynham has more.
In a leaked memo to his 60,000 American staff, the Google chief executive, Sundar Pichai, said it was painful to see the personal cost of this executive order on colleagues. The new restrictions will have a major impact on technology companies that hire skilled staff from all over the world on special H-1B visas. There have already been reports of green card holders who are allowed to work in the US being prevented from getting on flights. That now includes the Iranian filmmaker Asghar Farhadi. He's been nominated for an Oscar for Best Foreign Language Film. He won't now be able to attend next month's ceremony in Los Angeles.
Back home, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is facing opposition pressure to call the next state election. Opposition leader Tim Nicholls said yesterday the Premier needed to set a date for the poll to avoid unnecessary uncertainty. An election is due by early 2018, but is widely expected to be called sometime this year. Ms. Palaszczuk will spend this week in central Queensland, starting with a cabinet meeting in Rockhampton tomorrow. A teenage girl has fallen to her death from a high cliff in Tasmania. The 17-year-old from Richmond couldn't be revived after she fell off the cliff near Blowhole Road in Blackmans Bay shortly before midnight. She and some friends had come to the area from a nearby party, and a number of revellers witnessed her fall. Police are investigating the incident. A group of teenagers have allegedly set upon a ride-sharing service driver, assaulting him before stealing his car in New South Wales. The 35-year-old Uber driver was called to a Lake Macquarie address early this morning when he was dragged from his car and assaulted by four or five teenagers. The man managed to escape to a nearby house after being chased by two people with baseball bats, who then smashed a car parked in the driveway. The driver sustained cuts and abrasions to his arms and legs, muscle pain and soreness, but declined medical attention at the scene. Queenslanders are being reminded of the new laws regarding smoking in the state's national parks. From Wednesday, smokers won't be able to have a cigarette within 10 metres of any public facility. The Queensland Cancer Council's Katie Cliff has told Macquarie the ban will apply to a number of areas.
Picnic tables, toilet blocks, barbecues, all the way down to shelters, boat ramps, jetties, even things like visitor information centres. Anywhere that's a public facility, you won't be able to smoke any longer.
And at this year's Golden Guitar Awards in Tamworth, Travis Collins took out the Male Artist of the Year award last night, while Female Artist of the Year went to Sarah Storer. This is Air News. The Perth Scorchers have secured their third Big Bash League crown with a crushing 9-wicket victory over the Sydney Sixers in last night's final at the Wacker. The Sixers were kept at a modest total of 141. Perth captain Adam Voger says it's the perfect end to the season.
It's an incredible feeling to be able to win another title in front of a packed home crowd. It's what you play the game for, moments like this. We'll certainly enjoy tonight.
Meantime, the Sixers were too good in the women's Big Bash final, beating Perth by 7 runs. Central Coast have again proved a thorn in Perth's side, pulling off a 2-0 upset win in Gosford to climb off the bottom of the A-League table. The Mariners scored twice within 5 minutes after halftime at the Central Coast Stadium yesterday to secure their first win since defeating Kenny Lowe's side 9 weeks ago by the same scoreline at the same venue. The result lifts the Mariners into ninth on 13 points, and and means they have more points against Perth than all other rivals combined. In the other match, the Brisbane Roar defeated the Western Sydney Wanderers 2-1 at Suncorp Stadium. And in the NBL, the Hawks beat the 36ers 95-92 in Wollongong, and the Perth Wildcats beat Melbourne United 73-71. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
Hurry, Amber's massive January clearance ends today. Tiles, pavers, stone, a genuine stock clearance with massive savings store-wide, up to 50% off tile ranges, while stocks last. In Surry Hills, we've got a special event clearway on Chalmers Street between Cleveland Street and Eddy Avenue. That's to accommodate buses replacing trains due to track work today. Elsewhere, OK, Eastern Distributor, Southern Cross Drive, looking good, M5 East and West, incident-free. And we've got a smooth run to the airport on General Holmes Drive and Marsh Street to the International Terminal. Celebrate Australia Day with Oz Design Furniture and save 25% store-wide on all furniture and homewares. Ends tomorrow, in-store and online at ozdesignfurniture.com.au. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
We're getting ready.
To Grafton on the path to the grand final at Royal Randwick.
This Australian Open, the advantage is yours. Here at TAB, we're serving up more value, more markets, and more tennis bet types than ever before, including our new tennis multi. A single tap on the app will give you a preloaded multi with some of the day's best tennis bets. Check out all the latest markets now on our app at tab.com.au or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Rosebery.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Here's your chance to enjoy a night at the races in the company of a host of sporting stars. Susie Moroney, Teresa Polias, Molly Gray, Sporting Sisters Abby and Carly McCulloch are just some of the special guests attending this fabulous Women in Sport function, hosted by our very own Jamie Rogers. Speakers, fashions, lucky prizes, three-course dinner, drinks and more from 6pm Friday, February 17 at Canterbury Racecourse. Get a group together and book now at heartbeatoffootball.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather today is not on my forecast just here. It's now coming up right now. Here it is. It's partly cloudy, Ray, like our start to the final hour. A 30% chance of shower in the outer west this afternoon. Near zero chance of rain elsewhere. The chance of a thunderstorm in the outer west. You don't want to be in the outer west. It's all coming your way during this afternoon and early evening. Light winds becoming east to southeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the middle of the day, then becoming light in the evening. Partly cloudy, a maximum of 28 degrees. What about current temperature at Balmain and the temperature expected today at Barellan?
Okay, Balmain is currently 23 degrees, heading for a top of 28. 23 degrees currently in Balmain. And out at Barellan, Jim, currently 23 degrees, heading for a top temperature of 40 degrees at Barellan.
You know why Barellan?
Why?
The hometown of Yvonne Goolagong.
Goolagong Cawley.
Correct.
One of the all-time greats. 7 points.
And then came Flying Artie, the capitalist, the Magic Millions winners, drawn clear in the slipper. Yankee Rose home into second. The capitalist takes it out. Capitalist by a half length to Yankee Rose.
Cleveland is the city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions. On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mulgoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Welcome back to the show, the final hour. It's a big one. At this point, I've got to make a special announcement. A big happy birthday to my wife.
Happy birthday, Tracy.
She's having her birthday today and currently being spoilt by all the children. And
then,
of course,
you plan to do something similar when you get home, Jim?
Well, not actually going home. Going down to Rushcutts Bay to play cricket. So she'll she'll probably have a much better day not seeing me.
Are you taking me out for dinner tonight or something?
What's that?
Taking me out for dinner tonight.
Sorry, mate. A busy program coming up, and we're looking forward to having a chat with Leo Schlink.
Trace, I'll convince him to take you out for dinner or something for lovely Trace.
Nick Quinn from tab.com.au.
You bought her a present.
Sports update.
You bought her a present.
Tanya coming up there, and Brad Newley is also going to give us a chat, come on board and have a chat too. Good, big game for the Kings. What's happened to the Kings? They've fallen away badly, haven't they? Tell you what, we're a town that can jump on a winner too. We're all Andrew Gaze, away you go. And now you just think he's mad.
Final quarter fade out. In the game till three-quarter time, and they tend to... Have you bought Tracy a present?
I have.
Oh, thank God. I think so you haven't.
No, I have. And also the kids chipped in with a present too.
Outstanding.
For Mum.
So, yeah. Well, happy birthday.
Don't worry. Mum's done all right. You what?
This is a good one. I agree with Jimmy. Michael Bevan's first 30 balls used to be very slow, and you couldn't... It's a very good point. And you couldn't afford that in a T20. A typical innings for Michael Bevan would start off with 10 runs from 30 balls, and he'd finish with 70 from 70 balls. 100% correct. But he had a way of timing it, didn't he?
And the other thing is...
Great
theatre. Well, that's the other thing. He would time it to suit the circumstance. Mm. So if he didn't have that time in a T20 game, then he would get a runner ball. He'd get a runner ball for the first 15 balls, and then he'd accelerate from that point. But Michael Klinger's one.
He wasn't a six hitter.
No, he wasn't. Mm. Michael Klinger did that last night.
He did, yeah. And then
he was run a ball and then accelerated away. And did you see when he hit the sit? By the way, the Scorchers have won their third Big Bash League title in just the sixth edition of the Big Bash League, and they defeated the Sydney Sixers, who never look likely after posting a very modest first innings total. The good news for Sixers fans is that the WBBL 02 was won by the girls. Seven runs winners over the Scorchers, also played at the WACA ground. Elisa Healy with 40 from 27. Sarah Alley, did you see her bowling? You wouldn't have seen her
at the
races. 4 for 23 were her figures. Dane Van Newkirk and Lauren Smith. Special mention to those girls too. They bowled really well at the end. And of course they did
You've seen a fair bit of the women's
I saw. I tell you what, they did it without their best player too. Mm. Elise Perry, out with that hamstring injury.
That's right. Mm.
So she didn't play. So there you go. Congratulations to the Sydney Sixers in the WBBL. Congratulations to the Perth Scorchers in the BBL. And some of the numbers coming out. I mean, we talk a lot about the numbers, the TV numbers. And look, let's be honest. The highest rated TV sporting event in the history of this country is the 2005 Australian Open Final. Okay. It was Marat Safin versus Leighton Hewitt. And it's... If you throw in the regional audience, it's over 4 million people were watching.
Okay.
I don't think we'll get that tonight with Roger v. Rafa.
You don't think?
No, if you threw in the Australian, taste
Two
there.
Such popular players.
I understand that. It'll be huge numbers
Everyone's
tonight.
Everyone's talking about you.
The global audience will be much bigger than if an Australian was involved, quite obviously. But it's going to be huge. But consistently, the Big Bash League was beating the tennis on Channel 7.
I understand the numbers for Federer's semi-final went through the roof.
That's right.
Is that correct?
That was the key. Whenever they had a star, it was like real marquee, like a marquee with high points coming through with Federer when Federer played because of his popularity. And then it would drop away the following night. But the night that the Sixers played the Heat in the semi-final, which was the Wednesday night, and of course Australia Day was the next day, so people had the day off. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until 11:30 that game was decided in the Super Over. 1.25 million people in five capital cities were watching. That's unbelievable numbers.
Whilst I was away, did I read they're going next year, BBL will be expanded?
Yes.
How's it going to work next year, Jim?
Extra eight games. No extra teams, extra eight games. Those eight games will be decided, and it'll be obviously two games for each team. And they'll probably do it along the lines of, you would think there'd be another local challenge match.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the Sixers would play the Thunder.
Yep.
And they probably do it in the regional areas.
That's great.
Looking at regional areas. So you're looking at your Geelongs, Newcastle. They'll probably get games. I don't know. I reckon there'd be somewhere on the Gold Coast that could host a Brisbane Heat match.
Well, everyone loves it. Everyone loves watching it. It's 3 hours. It's great entertainment. Some of the finishes, the closeness of the contest this year have been extraordinary. Unfortunately, the final a bit of a fizzer, but
massive
some of the
fizzer.
Games have been outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. So. Okay, this comes in from Rod for now, an SMS. Jimmy, every time I hear Rab say Cronulla have won at 14-12, you can turn the light out now. It brings a tear to my eyes. Rod from now.
He's still celebrating, I reckon.
We weren't talking about that. We hadn't mentioned it. Nothing had been said, basically, about rugby league other than an earlier phone call here from Doug from Glebe, and yet Rod somehow chipped in with that.
He's still celebrating. Good
Fair
luck
enough.
To him, yeah. Good luck
Fair
to him.
Because you know what? They're still the premiers.
Absolutely.
At this stage,
yeah.
And they will be all year.
When's the World Club Challenge?
It's next week. Actually, I saw Shane Flanagan last weekend. He's got the side. They're going over there. They're not playing a lead-up match, as a lot of the sides have done in previous years. But the Sharks have got, obviously, the Auckland Nines coming up. They've got the Broncos at Dolphin Stadium at Redcliffe on the 4th of February. And then they've got a trial. And then they've got the Wigan Warriors in the World
19th,
Club Challenge
yeah.
at DW Stadium. That's on the 19th of February. Now, the Broncos are also going over. They're playing the Warrington Wolves in the World Club Series at Halliwell Jones Stadium. That's on February 18th, so that'll be the night before.
The English press will love having Wayne Bennett back.
Yeah, they really warmed to him, didn't they?
Well, the footy's back next week, Jim.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Yeah, it's not far away. The great matchups, that's what we're looking for, the dream matchups. It's Roger v. Rafa. We'll get a price from tab.com.au very shortly, but that's the one we're looking at. If your dream matchup of all time, what would you like to see? We've had Winx versus Black Caviar over 1,400 at Randwick. We've had
Farley versus Maccabi Diva.
Ali versus the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis. We've got Canberra Raiders versus the Brisbane Broncos of 1993.
Golden Bear versus Tiger.
Golden Bear versus Tiger. That's another good one as well. So keep them coming. We've got a double pass to give away to the races, to the ATC.
Correct.
To the best nomination that comes up over the course of the next hour.
SMS or caller.
Yep. SMS or caller. It doesn't matter how you're getting in contact with the program. 1353 53, the open line number. A break and then back with more.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever thanks to the Man Shake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
The Champion Stakes and lift up the title.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
The Big Sports Breakfast heading out to Mudgee on Friday. You ever been to Mudgee, Ray?
Yes, I played footy up there a few times.
Did you?
Yeah, Cambridge Park. We used to have a little, what do you call it? Get built
Carnival?
Out. No, we used to go up there twice a year.
Okay.
We went to Mudgee and they'd come down.
Exchange program.
That's it. We used to be built out of the players.
I tell you what, the people who got you would have been happy. The lawn would have been magnificent. Did you look old Mo, your lawn?
I was only
point?
A kid then.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's
10,
because
12 years old.
They're going to Mudgee.
They're a good team.
Well, they're going to Mudgee. Peter Sterling's going. Ken Sutcliffe's going. The male model from Mudgee. And Mudgee Golf Pro Peter Mason will all hosting the Mudgee Celebrity Golf Classic. The Sky Sports Radio will be there too, along with a host of sports stars and personalities. They'll be over. I think the Waratahs are playing up there.
Okay.
The next day, in a trial game as well. There'll be over 30 teams competing in a unique six-person Ambrose on Mudgee Golf Club's Championship Par 71 course, so Royal Mudgee Golf Club, raising money for local charities. He's been doing this for a long time, Peter Sterling, and I'm not sure how long Kenny Sutcliffe's been involved, but it's been a very popular event that they host every year. If you can't be in Mudgee on Friday, catch our special edition Mudgee Celebrity Golf Classic Big Sports Breakfast. It's live from Mudgee Golf Club. It's all happening on Sky Sports Radio. Remember, it's this Friday morning with TK and Slats, 5:30 till 9.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show. We've been talking about all morning, Jimmy. Roger versus Rafa. This is the dream matchup. Well, let's get the latest odds. Nick Quinn's been good enough to join us from Tab. Nick, who's favourite for today's Australian Men's Open final?
Good morning, Ray and Jimmy. Well, the punters are in the corner of Rafael Nadal.
Despite the fact
Roger Federer might be the sentimental favourite, money has come for the Spaniard. It was initially $1.90 each of two when the market was posted following Nadal's victory over Grigor Dimitrov. And he was pretty much immediately backed into $1.85, and further supporters sent him all the way down to $1.81. Federer now at $2.05, and still the money's coming for Nadal at that price. Gee. So if you do like Nadal, my advice would be probably have your bet this morning. If you like Federer, probably just wait a little bit longer.
So hey, Nick, betting, Nick, whose corner are you in, mate?
I think this is one where, Ray, it's different with what you predict will happen and what you want to happen. I think Nadal, I want Federer. And you boys are the same?
Exactly, yeah. No, I still think Roger can win, but...
I hope it goes to five, six. As much as the next person, if the next person is Leo Schlenk, but they say the faster courts definitely suit Roger, despite his inferior record at this level against Rafa.
And that's exactly what Leo said the other day before the Stan Wawrinka contest as well, and it was absolutely spot on as well. So, look, let's just hope it's a good game, because I thought last night was a little bit flat for mine.
Agree with you.
Really good
bit of a fizzer.
We're not allowed to say those things, are we, right?
No, you can be perfectly honest, Nick.
You won't be on the program next week, so it's up to you, mate.
A lot of mistakes last night, Nick. It was a little bit disappointing, but that's not to take away from her achievement to win 23 Grand Slams. It's extraordinary, but I just hope tonight's match lives up to the hype, because sometimes these big matchups, so to speak, don't live up to the hype. So fingers crossed, Nick.
Let's hope it goes five sets as well. And the set betting, Federer winning in five at $5.50, Nadal in five, that's a $5 chance as well. I think that would be very, very popular, no matter who you barrack for.
Absolutely. Now, Super Bowl.
Wow.
New England up against the Atlanta Falcons. New England, this is Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. They're going for their fifth Super Bowl win in their seventh Super Bowl. It's a pretty good record, Nick.
It's quite incredible, and they are a firm favourite at $1.65. Atlanta, they're $2.25. The line for this one, a flat three, and it is expected to be a high-scoring game. These two teams absolutely piled on the points last week, and the magic number here is 57.5, which does sound high, but it is indoors, and punters are rallying for the overs. Well, tomorrow, it's the Super Bowl. It's a preview with all the All-Stars in action in a bit of a Mickey Mouse game. And the total game score for that one is 82.5. That's sort of the all-star game for those that don't get selected to go and have a muck around game in Hawaii. And if you do want to have a bet on it, the NFC, they're $1.50 with the AFC $2.60.
Hey, Nick, the ODIs start in New Zealand tomorrow. The Australian cricket team have been in great form after they lost those first two tests against South Africa. They beat New Zealand 3-0. And in a one-day series here, won the Test Series against Pakistan 3-0, beat the Pakistanis in the ODIs 4-1, but we've got no Dave Warner or Steve Smith for the first ODI tomorrow in New Zealand.
And punters anticipate the Kiwis could cause a semi-upset here. They opened 2.25, they have firmed into $2.15. The Aussies, they're now $1.70. There's plenty of bet types to high bet for Australia. Aaron Finch shares favouritism with Travis Head and Sean Marsh. Peter Hanscom, the second elect, at $5.50. Glenn Maxwell at $6. We know the Kiwis, they're always hard to beat on their home deck.
Absolutely.
They might get the job done tomorrow.
$2.15 head-to-head.
Did you see the press conference when Ross Taylor was talking about the fact that Warner and Smith weren't there, and he just started laughing, just saying, yeah, they would have been great for the New Zealand crowd to be able to greet them in their own special way.
Don't you reckon $2.15 is good odds, the Kiwis?
$2.15 for New Zealand.
Head-to-head.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because Trent Bolt and Tim Southee must be giggling.
Absolutely.
David Warner and Stephen Smith aren't there. Yeah. We're always giggling when we speak to, or about to speak to, Nick Quinn. And now we're about to say goodbye, which makes really laughing even further now.
Hey, Nick, good on you,
Nick.
Mate.
Really appreciate it.
As always, Ray and Jimmy, you enjoy your
night. And go Roger tonight, Nick.
Yeah, go the tennis.
Go the tennis.
That's a good point, too. Long as a good five setter, because if Rafa wins, good on him. So.
You could all. I tell you what, you'd be very surprised if it was three sets, don't you reckon? Either way, I'd be very surprised at that. 13:53:53, the open line number. Time now for this.
Yeah. On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
the legendary Margaret Court had the best seat in the House, front and centre in the President's box at Rod Laver Arena, as Serena Williams got to within one Grand Slam of her record, 24 single tennis Grand Slam titles. Serena defeated Sister Venus in the final of the Australian Open last night, 6-4, 6-4, to claim her seventh Oz Open, her 23rd Grand Slam title, and as a result will reclaim her world number one status next week. In the men's doubles, Aussie John Peers with partner Finland's Henri Kontinen defeated the Bryan brothers. The Bryan brothers were hoping to surpass Todd Woodbridge's record of 16 doubles Grand Slam titles, as they too hold 16, but Peers ended the home country's Australian Open title drought with Kontinen 7-5, 7-5. And tonight, the big one, Federer versus Nadal. Perth won its third BBL title last night with a 9-wicket victory over Sydney in the final at the Wacker. The Sixers slumped early to 3-17 before recording 9-141. The total proved well short of what was required for victory, particularly against Perth at home in front of a sellout crowd, the Scorchers cruising to victory with 25 balls to spare. However, earlier in the day, the Sixers won the women's title over Perth by 7 runs, Sarah Ali starring for Sydney, taking 4-23. In his comeback match from knee surgery, Brett Holman scored 3 minutes into injury time to give Brisbane a 2-1 win over Western Sydney in the A-League match in Perth. The Central Coast got off the bottom of the ladder with 2 quick goals in the 48th and the 52nd minutes to record a 2-0 win against Perth in Gosford. Today, Adelaide host Wellington. In an intensely physical NBL match last night in Wollongong, the Illawarra Hawks beat Adelaide 95-92. The 36ers have already won the minor premiership, and the loss to the second place Hawks is a blow to their confidence. Also, Perth 73 beat Melbourne 71. But the big one today, a must win for Sydney over New Zealand at Qdos Bank Arena. The match starting at 3 o'clock. Get out there if you can. The netball quad series between Australia, New Zealand, South Africa and England began overnight with Australia defeating New Zealand in the competition opener 57-50 in Durban. Caitlin Thwaites on 90% shot 35 goals. The Diamonds will next play South Africa on Wednesday morning. English FA Cup overnight, and winners included Chelsea, Manchester City, Tottenham, Blackburn, Burnley, Middlesbrough, Huddersfield and Arsenal, while Liverpool was beaten 2-1 by Wolverhampton at Anfield. Mark Leishman, 2 off the lead at 7 under late in the third round of the USPGA Tour event. Patrick Rogers and Brant Snedeker share the lead at 9 under. And the inaugural running of the world's richest horse race this morning in just over an hour. The Pegasus World Cup Invitational is worth over $12 million all up, and it's set to take place in the shadow of a $30 million, 110-foot-tall bronze statue of a Pegasus. The race and the statue are the brainchild of 85-year-old billionaire Frank Stronach, whose company owns the venue, that's Gulfstream Park, as well as several other prominent racetracks. And what a way to showcase the event with the world's number one and number two racehorses competing, that's Arrogate and California Chrome. And when win, lose or dead heat, it will be California Chrome's final race.
You know it costs $1 million just to run in that race, Tan?
Yes, I do.
Oh, really?
For each runner, they had to pay $1 million just to get a start.
For the right.
But then they get a portion of the gate takings, the TV rights, etc.
Yeah. Winx was an interesting concept.
Yeah, Winx, that's a good idea, isn't it? It's like you're a promoter of...
Yeah, an entrepreneur of some sort. Ray, do we have a spare $34,000 in the bank anywhere?
Yes,
no?
You do, and you know it.
You've got to be kidding. Yeah. Well, then maybe we can pop on a plane to go to Melbourne, because the much-anticipated final tonight, the tickets for the Men's Open were sold, obviously, a long time ago, because the Men's Open final is the cream of the crop if you're going to the tennis. And lucky for those people that have those tickets, they would have paid about between $400 and $800 for adults, between $300 and $500 for concession. Well, now Ticketmaster have a resale website where consumers who have bought tickets but can't go... quote unquote,
because they want to pay off their mortgage,
can sell in an official quote unquote manner.
Yes.
So tickets last night were selling for $17,250 each. That's a very good seat. In the nosebleed, you could have got a ticket for just under $10,000. But there are a couple of other websites, StubHub and Queen of Tickets website. I've not heard of that one. They're going for ranging from about $3,500 to $9,000, or $4,000 to $8,000.
Would people pay that money?
Yeah,
but the dilemma is, if you had a ticket, would you sell? I would sell in a heartbeat.
Oh, would you?
Yep.
The thing about it is this. Apparently, there's been so many fake tickets being sold.
That's the problem.
That, so, like, there's over 500 people being turned away saying, oh, I'm sorry, you've bought fake tickets.
And that's why Ticketmaster is a lot more expensive than the others, because they come with
They're
a 100%
real.
Back guarantee.
Okay.
If you turn up and there's someone else in your seat, they'll give you the money back.
Okay.
That's extraordinary.
That's
so,
fair enough.
But... we haven't got $34,000 for it.
Tam, we can watch it at home.
if
you want to watch
get
it
some popcorn.
We'll get a pizza.
You'll get some popcorn for tonight.
If you want to watch it in salubrious company, we can go into the mansion at the Shire with the Smith household and
get a treat on Tracy's
birthday.
That'd be good for Tracy's birthday while I'm out
we'll
at
take
cricket.
A cake. We'll take a cake because this one won't be.
Exactly.
Oh, cake. Good idea, Tam. Good idea. I know when I went to the Giants v. the Redskins in 2005 at the old... stadium out there. They've now turned into MetLife, but the old Giants Stadium. We bought our tickets on StubHub, and we paid around about $280 for them. And what it is, we sat down, my mate and myself, we sat down, and there were the people next to us that said, oh, that you've bought so-and-so's tickets. We said, oh, what are you talking about? They said they're season ticket holders. And every year they sell them once to pay for their ticket for the year.
Wow, how cool is that?
Good idea.
Yeah.
How cool and
that
they'd had the tickets in their family since 1954.
Really?
We went to Madison Square Garden. Was that just due to buy them off the net?
I looked at StubHub because producer Jeremy conned me onto it, but I was too nervous. I just bought it through the venue.
What did it cost us again? It cost us a bomb.
It ended up costing us $600 for two tickets.
We saw, we saw Cleveland
versus the
in their championship.
We saw LeBron.
And you're at Madison Square Garden.
And it was bucket list item tick.
And they sell the best ice cream I've ever tasted in my life.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There you go. There's another reason to go.
Exactly.
Another reason to go. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. Isn't scalping illegal? Yeah, it is, eagle-eyed Phil, but when you do it through Ticketek and all those accepted, I think that is legal.
And they're still rolling in. I would love to have seen Mike Tyson and Muhammad Ali at their best. Regards, Rob. What a fight.
Wow. Would Mike been able to...
would Mike be able to catch him?
That's right. Would he be able to get a glove on him?
Yeah.
I mean, he just comes straight at him. Ferocious,
and Ali
wasn't
just
he?
Dance and dance. Be great.
Yeah,
good morning, gentlemen. I would like to have seen Kingston Town in a race against Might and Power over 2,000 metres. Regards, Patrice.
Who wins?
The King.
Oh, sorry. I don't know why I even asked. What about Jimmy Smith versus Gary Larson, most boring rugby league player ever? In the most boring... That's from Steve. I don't totally understand. Was he boring as a rugby league player? Mate... Gary Larson, he was a very, very good player. Don't worry about that. I would love to have been as boring as him.
Celebrate the summer with more beer-drinking classics. The album packed full of songs for all occasions. With Sherbet and Cold Chisel. That's the Angels and John Farnham. Songs to sing along to with Daryl Braithwaite. Dragon. Joy. More beer drinking classics. The perfect album to share with all your mates.
This Australian Open, the advantage is yours. Here at TAB, we're serving up more value, more markets, and more tennis bet types than ever before, including our new tennis multi. A single tap on the app will give you a preloaded multi with some of the day's best tennis bets. Check out all the latest markets now on our app at tab.com.au or at your local. TAB, we love a bet. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Are you Reggie Didge, Lionel?
Reggie Didge about what, Mum?
Mate's race for Australia Day at Bing Lee.
You bet, Mum. We've got red-hot Australia Day specials store-wide all this week.
Are you, Lionel?
Mum, what's got into you?
Australia Day. Rock up with Rellos.
Mum, I think you've got a couple of kangaroos loose in your top paddock.
Speak English, Lionel.
Don't miss our Australia Day specials all this week at Bingley.
And there's a great deal more in store.
No fairways too hazardous. No green so far away that can keep the big sports breakfast from their round of golf. On Friday, TK and Slats join a heap of sporting legends at the Mudgee Celebrity Golf Classic. Hosted by Mudgee Golf Pro Peter Mason, along with Peter Sterling and Ken Sutcliffe. There'll be over 30 six-person celebrity teams in action on Mudgee Golf Club's Championship Par 71 course. If you can't be there, catch the Big Sports Breakfast live from Mudgee Golf Club 5:30 this Friday on Sky Sports Radio.
The annual Big Sports Breakfast Lunch is the hottest ticket on the sporting calendar. Well, can I be a little controversial here and say the second hottest?
Yeah, I thought Tanya just told us. 17,000. How much do these ones cost you?
$155
That's
per person.
More like it.
So if you had $17,250, you could buy quite a few. Join TK Slats and the Big Sports Breakfast crew for 2017's event. It will be a fabulous afternoon with a host of your sporting favourites, including Craig Lowndes, Steve Roach and Roger Federer. Little asterisk after Roger there. Yet to be confirmed. Friday, February 24 in the Big Top at Sydney's Luna Park. Tickets $155 per person. Includes two-course lunch and drinks. Why not get a group of workmates or friends together and book a table? Even better if your friends are your workmates. Don't miss out. Book your spot at the Big Sports Breakfast Lunch now on 90337534. 90337534.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
You might. Well, we've been talking about it all morning, Jim.
A week.
Well, let's go to the man who's got the best insight into what is the dream final tonight between Roger and Rafa, Leo Schlink. Good morning, Leo. And, well, you said 2 weeks ago when we previewed the Australian Open that you had great respect for Rafa and his fighting qualities. We all know what Roger is capable of doing, and it's set up tonight for what could be an all-time classic. Good morning, Leo.
Good morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. It will be that, and just the fact these two are back in a Grand Slam final after everything they went through and the careers I've had, it's just an incredible achievement for both of them, and just a great way to finish what has been an extraordinary tournament. Mm. And you look at what these two are going through, as recently as October, when Rafa opened his academy down in Mallorca and Roger went down there, and Roger was joking about it the other day and said, I was on one leg, Rafa's wrist was no good. He said, we were getting around like two old men. We wanted to have a bit of a hit and exhibition, and all we could do is just hit a couple of balls with the ball kids down there. And here they are, 3 months on, they're into a Grand Slam final and another meeting, and, you know, it's a bit trite to say it, but it is. It's a match for the ages.
Is there a particular reason why, Leo, and at an individual level, also at a, say, something like a court speed level, because it's been mirrored in the women's side of the draw as well, with the 36-year-old and the 35-year-old. Is there any, or is it just one of those quirks where, you know, the number one seed went out, the second seed went out, and then it just, from that point, really opened up?
Jimmy, I reckon it's a bit of everything. Certainly the court speed is an issue. Certainly it helps Roger, it helps both the Williams sisters. Not so much Rafa.
Right.
But Rafa's been... People often forget that Rafa's won 2 Wimbledon. Yeah. He's won 2 US Opens. If he wins tonight, he's the first player since Rod Laver to win all 4 majors at least twice. First guy since 1969. A lot of history on the line. And, of course, if Roger wins, he goes to 18. But it's all those factors you mentioned. The top 2 seeds going out, the defending champion, of course, Novak Djokovic. All the favourites went. And these guys, when you look at the market at the start of the tournament, where they were, and that was probably pretty accurate in the way they thought about things as well. They weren't expecting to get to this. They just think this is the absolute bonus for each of them.
Yeah.
This is going to be a foundation tournament for the rest of the year.
Leo, it's almost like both players have been reborn in this tournament, which is amazing because Roger's 35, Rafa's 30. But going back on what they've done in the past, their head-to-head clashes are 23-11 in Rafa's favour. In Grand Slam finals, it's 6-2 to Rafa. How much weight do you place on those numbers going into tonight's match?
Rafa says it doesn't matter at all, which is typical of him because he's so modest. But I think there's certainly a mental aspect to that, especially on Roger's side of the net when he sees Rafa there. It's just a different dynamic for him. But the court really brings him into play. I don't think Rafa, as well as he's played, is back to his dominating best. And there's not the depth on his shot at this tournament. I'm not sure if it has to do with the court speed, but I think the conditions tilted towards Roger a little bit more. I'm not sure whether it's enough, and we know they'll both be sore after those epic 5-set semi-finals they had. Roger with a groin abductor problem and Rafa just a general soreness. In 2009, when they last played here in a final, Rafa had to come through that incredible 5-set match with Fernando Verdasco in the semis, and he beat Roger in 5. Mm-hmm. If we get a 5-setter tonight, seriously, I really don't mind who wins. They're both tremendous blokes. Love to see Roger win it for history's sake. Love to see Rafa win it for his sake. So there's not going to be a loser out there tonight. Of course, there will be. But you can bet that whoever it is who comes up second in this we'll be happy for the other bike. Yeah.
You'd almost say, look, well, Roger can win this one if Rafa can win the French. You know, you'd almost take it that
they
way.
They wouldn't think that way.
No, of course not. Yeah. Of course not. But sorry, Liam.
Say that, Jimmy, because if Rafa gets up tonight, all of a sudden it's the overall head-to-head is 17-15 in terms of Grand Slams won. He would be favourite for the French Open almost now, I'd imagine. But if he wins tonight, he certainly would be. He'd have to be right in the argument with Novak Djokovic.
Yep.
By the end of June, it could be 17-16 in the overall in the race for, you know, the greatest record of all time on the men's side at least. Mm.
And can we say that Roger is the greatest of all time? Just say, well, as we stand now, before this match is played tonight, when he has such a losing record against a contemporary?
It's an interesting one, that one, Jimmy. I had the same debate last night with a bloke who I think has pretty much got a man crush on Roger. And I said, well, you know, when you look at the head-to-head and the fact that if Rafa wins it tonight and he's won two of them, all of them at least twice, Roger's won one French, and that was the year that Rafa had his issues. Yeah. There's no asterisks against either of them. But I think that, you know, that I can't have it that Roger is the greatest of all time when he has a losing record against Rafa. But that's just me, and I think it's a photo finish. And I'm, you know, there's so many other players in the argument as well. And you go back, and as Roger was talking about Ken Rosewell the other day, 82-year-old, and he writes a letter to Roger every year wishing the best. And he says, we don't talk about Rosewell enough. And he was talking about his record of and his longevity and all those years he missed after turning professional, what his record might have been. And I think Rod Laver puts it best. These two are contemporaries, yes. But Rod Laver says, all you can ever be is the best of your generation.
Yeah, correct. Mm. Well, hey, Leo, can we put you on the spot? Given what you mentioned about 09 and what Rafa had to endure to eventually beat Roger in a five-set thriller, going into tonight's match, Roger has had that extra day to recover, and both men obviously are much older. Who wins tonight, Leo?
It's funny, quirk, Ray, with the second semi-final match, the winner just about always comes from that. I don't know what it is. The winner who has extra day goes off the boil a bit. Logic says that Rafa, with the less rest, is going to be under the pump tonight. I think that Rafa wins, but I'd love to see Roger win. If that's having an each-way bet, that's what I'm having.
Yeah, I know what you're saying,
Well, let's go to the other side, to the women's. And while there might be debate about who's the greatest male player of all time, in my mind, Leo, now Serena Williams is the greatest female tennis player in history. How do you see it?
Yeah, she's what she's done is an incredible job. And with the tournament she missed when she had the pulmonary embolism and she had the gash foot, she had a sister who was murdered.
Yeah,
she's had all these things. And then you factor in her background and where she came from. You know, when she first started playing tennis, Richard Williams, her father, used to have to sweep broken glass off the court so she and Venus could go out there. Just incredible what she's done. The fact she's out there playing now at 35. And it's inevitable that this year sometime, all being well, everything being equal, she will pass and break Margaret Court's record. And on that, I just want to say about Margaret Court. She won three majors after she had her first child and almost won a couple more after a second child. And, you know, just an incredible record that stood the test of time. And I don't think anyone will ever beat her overall record of 64 singles, mixed and doubles. But, yeah, Serena right now, and probably for a long, long time to come, will be the benchmark.
Yeah. Leo, how much longer do you expect the Williams sisters to continue playing? Serena's now 35. Venus, who's come back, we probably undersell what she's done. Amazing to see her back in a Grand Slam final at 36 after what she's been through illness. But how much longer do you expect both Williams sisters to continue?
Injury notwithstanding, they can play. Serena can play until 40.
Yeah.
Martina was she made a Wimbledon final, I think, at 38, 39, somewhere around there. She was, and I don't think her serve is as good as it was. Wasn't as good as Serena's, and it's just going to get down to you know, physically what she wants to do with her life and whether she wants to start a family. Now she's going to get married, all those things, but. Yeah. She plays for as long as she wants. And with Venus, she said, well, what are we going to do if we stop? What would we do? Yeah. And they've got their own, you know, interests off the court with fashion and all those other things that they do. But they just love the game. They were supposed to be retired at 27.
Yeah.
But it's funny, 8 or 9 years later, they're still out there.
And you can see the joy in both their faces last night, even though probably when they play each other, they tend to be a little bit, I don't know, Leo, is it tentative the right word? Because Serena's mistake rate goes through the roof when she plays Venus.
Does.
But their joy of being out there together on a court on such a massive stage, it just shone through, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. And it's always a difficult matchup. The dynamic is awkward, and you see that coming through. And you know, as early as the third game of the match, Serena mangles a racket because of the tension that she's feeling. And you can see the joy that just flooded out afterwards when it was over. That was the big thing for them. And I think in a lot of ways, the result is immaterial to them. Once it's done, you know, they both know what a huge achievement it is. And I thought they both spoke, particularly Venus, spoke magnificently after the match.
Yes.
They're so generous, and it was, you know, it was from the heart, and it was off the cuff as well. I'm sure she thought about a few things, but it was just a brilliant speech. And, you know, you could see the way that they interacted when they did the lap of honour, you know, how much they really feel for one another.
We think that, well, the highest-rated television program, sports program in the history of this country is Marat Safin versus Leighton Hewitt 2005 final. I think it's just over 4 million when you include regionals. Do we get that high tonight, Leo?
I think we do.
Really? I'm with Leo. Jimmy,
I think
Jimmy
thought of an Australian.
Yeah, I'm with you, Leo, because I reckon they're such popular players, aren't they, mate?
They are. It's just huge. And you know, it's funny you say you know, how people become popularised by the names in Australia, Warnie and you know, all these great heroes that we have in the Australian sporting landscape and internationally. But say Roger and Rafa, everyone knows who you're talking about. Even people who don't follow tennis closely, because it's such a global sport and are so visible.
Yeah.
The Herald Sunday Herald Sundown here today had an 8-page wraparound around this final.
Wow. There you go.
It's just massive. And I think they'll give that record a real nudge. It's going to be a great occasion.
Well, you've got two here.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be watching.
We'll be watching. It'll be absolutely
compelling. It'll be compelling.
A moment in sport.
Yeah.
A moment in sport. Leo, as always, you've been great throughout the course of this summer of tennis. We really appreciate it, mate. Enjoy tonight.
Send that invoice
Leo. No worries, Ray.
Good on you, mate.
Appreciate that.
Thanks so much.
Leo Schlink there, News Limited's number one tennis writer. And there you go. 8-page wraparound.
That's extraordinary.
Gives you an insight, doesn't it?
I reckon they'll nudge the 4 mil. Jimmy,
all right, well, let's have a look next Sunday. We can talk about the TV numbers coming out of this massive final tonight. Just to repeat, Federer, the outsider, $2.05, and Rafael Nadal, $1.81 at tab.com.au.
Lano, what are you doing?
Mum, I'm putting the aircon on.
Which one?
Mitsubishi, LG, Panasonic, Fujitsu.
All of them?
It's a big store. At Bingley, we've got all the latest air conditioners. So come in before it gets any hotter. Outside. I'm Lionel Lee.
Ooh, I'm Yandali. Come and meet our team.
Japan, Korea.
The best of Asian racing.
Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
For a best price on a new Mazda, go and see the man. The 2016 plate clearance is on now at Penrith Mazda Centre. Hurry in for special offers like Mazda 3 with free rego, free CTP and free stamp duty. Our Mazda Youth Centre has great offers on VT50s with over 30 on display. Penrith Mazda Centre, family owned and operated and with over 300 new Mazdas in stock. Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
If you downloaded radio app, you'd never miss a beat. Get breaking news that's rocked the world or gossip from the street. 250 Aussie stations gathered on your phone. Hear all your faves in one place. Now that's a milestone. If you downloaded radio app, you'd recognise each song because it's written right there on your screen, so you'll never get it wrong. So go on, pull your finger out and do it right away. Find it at the App Store or search at Google Play. Radio app, your radio, wherever you are.
The Big Sports Breakfast heading out to Mudgee on Friday. We know that Ray went there, billeted, did the lawn while he was there. That's because Peter Sterling, Ken Sutcliffe and the Mudgee Golf Pro, Peter Mason, will be hosting the Mudgee Celebrity Golf Classic. And Sky Sports Radio will be there too, along with a host of sports stars and personalities. Get out there and say good day. There'll be over 30 teams competing in a unique six-person Ambrose on Mudgee Golf Club's Championship Par 71 course, raising money for local charities. So if you can't be in Mudgee on Friday, make sure you tune in. The special edition, the Mudgee Celebrity Golf Classic, Big Sports Breakfast, live from the Mudgee Golf Club on Sky Sports Radio this Friday with TK and Slats, 5:30 till 9.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
Jimmy, we've been talking all day about Roger and Rafa, but there's another massive game on today. Forget your cricket. Don't worry about it. Go out to Kudos Bank Arena, seriously, because the Kings, this is such a huge game. They've got to beat the New Zealand Breakers to keep their final hopes alive. We'll go to Brad Newley now. Firstly, Brad, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Brad, how's the hamstring? Will you be playing this afternoon?
Good morning, guys. At this stage, no, I'm not playing, but I've got a test at about 12:30, so I've got to be down at Kudos Bank to have a little bit of a look at it, see how I go, but I haven't actually joined the team for full practice yet, so it'll be a bit of a push to play, but I'm sure the guys are going to be working hard regardless.
Yeah, they're working hard, Brad. As a Sydney Kings fan, you get all excited at the start of the year when you had such a great start to the season, and then it's just fallen away. I'm sure every time you go into a meeting, you're trying to identify what it is, but have you been able to put your finger on just exactly why the form has fallen away of the team?
I mean, just since I've been out of it the last, you know, 3-4 weeks, I've been able to have a bit of a look back in what was going on. And early on in the season, we were playing good basketball. There was just little things that we were probably getting away with then that now you can't. And unfortunately, we put them under a rug, and now they've kind of started to ooze out a little bit. And, you know, the guys during the week are working really hard. We've addressed those things, and, you know, we saw a good performance Friday, and yep. I believe we'll back it up with a good one today.
Yeah, well, Brad, in saying all that, it's such a tight competition. The Kings are only one win off second, but conversely, only two wins off last. So it's such an important game against the Breakers, who did give the Kings a touch-up earlier this month in New Zealand.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, the comp is really very close this year. Mm. I was looking at, if we had beaten Adelaide even two times, we'd be clear on top. It's so we just, unfortunately, they've been our bogey side, and that's the reason why we're in the position we are, but we're lucky enough that the rest of the comps won and lost, and it's ended up we're in a position now we can kind of solidify our position by just taking care of our own business, not worrying on others.
Mm. Mate, tell us a little bit about Josh Powell. We've interviewed him here on the program once. He's a very laid-back character.
Pretty cool, dude,
very, very cool. Big article yesterday in the paper about he's such an extended NBA career. What does he bring to the team? I've seen him play. There's a bit of aggression there.
Yeah, he brings just a good backup off the bench. He's playing his role well. He comes in and gives us an inside target. He's got a nice jump shot, and you know, he just tries to bring as much as he can from his experiences.
Mm. Is he the character that he seems to be?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of quiet, but you know, that's the kind of way he is. You don't really know what's going on, and out of nowhere something kind of interesting will happen, and you know, he just goes about his business. He's his own kind of guy, and you know, that's, you respect that. He's a pro, and that's what's got it done for him.
Mm.
Hey, Brad, what about yourself? I know, injury aside, and let's hope you can play this afternoon. You're such a pivotal and important part of the Kings team. But since you've been at the Kings, are you enjoying your basketball here?
Yeah, I really am enjoying being back in Australia. It's good to play with some friends that I have in the team, with Marich, Kadeen and Kevin Lish, just some guys that, you know, I've been around for a while. It's just good to come back and play with your mates. And Tommy Gullop's another one of those guys too. And I've had fun being back in Australia, and you know, it was good when we were winning early on. Then you have these moments where you start to lose, like, oh, what's going on here? But you know, that's part of basketball, and you know, I've just got to keep fighting to get back out on the court and doing what I can do.
How he shut down Kevin Dillard?
Shutting down Kevin Dillard, I think sometimes when you go to do that in the game, what happens is you shut him down, but you forget about the rest of the team. I think it's not one job; it's a team the defense that matters. He's been a very good player, and he's played very well. But I think if we can just make him think a little bit instead of just hitting about and bring the ball up and play easy, I think that's the way to stop him.
Mm.
And Brad, how is it playing under Andrew Gaze? We've been to a couple of Kings games this year, and it's just extraordinary and enthralling watching Andrew Gaze and the emotions he goes through during the course of a game. But what's he like to play under?
He's very... How do you say?
He
rides the highs pretty high and rides the lows pretty low. So, you know, as a unit, we probably need to get better at those downtimes. You know, he's a rookie coach, his first year, and you know, he's done pretty well. He's almost doubled the win count of last year, so he's had success there. And I think
moving forward, he's going to be a very good coach. It just takes time.
And just his enthusiasm, Brad, it must rub off on the players as well.
Yeah, it does, definitely. Sometimes during the week when we've been on the court for about 3 hours in the morning, it seems to wear off a little bit. He's doing a good job. He's trying to implement his system. We've got some guys who really buy into it, and we're trying to get that done as a team. And I think once everyone's into it, we'll have success.
Yeah. Are you aware of this story around Jason Kadee and the woman that saved him from the car crash 7 years ago?
I've heard it 400 times.
Oh, so, right, okay. I didn't want to put you on the spot there, Brad. But it's an incredible story. She stood with him after that very serious car crash he had 7 years ago. He had no idea who she was, just knew her first name. They've identified her, and she'll be at the game today.
Oh, there you go.
And the family's going out. So if you wanted extra motivation from a Sydney Kings point of view, I guess there it is, Brad.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty incredible story. I mean, before the accident, I was with him 2 days. He'd just come into the Australian senior team. He was kind of learning the ropes there. And he looked like he could kick on, but unfortunately that accident happened. And as a team, the Booms, we all wanted to go see him at hospital, but he wasn't in a very good state. So that was a bit unfortunate. But, you know, he's recovered well. And the story of finding Ido is fantastic. And today at 3 o'clock, everybody should be there to check it out. And I think it's going to be hopefully a boost that we need. And we'll all pick up and get a win for Jace and the lady that found him.
Yeah.
Well, just quickly, I know you want as many people as you can to Kudos Bank Arena this afternoon, Brad, but the crowds you've had most of the season have been fantastic, vocal. The atmosphere is electric there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to play. It's a different type of environment to what I'm used to. I've been in Europe where it's just people going psycho for 40 minutes. But here, you know, there's an entertainment package. We've got the big screen.
It's great.
Good players. Yeah. The Lions doing his thing. Mike Goldman's on the mic. It's a lot of fun. So, for families, I wouldn't recommend anything better than to be at Kudos this afternoon.
Is it more subdued in the royal seats, which is exactly where my co-host Ray Thomas and his wife Tanya sat? They don't go out with the unwashed. they're that type of people. Do they still have fun up there? Do they clink their jewellery together to show appreciation of your play?
He's a tough man to work with, that, Brad, I tell you.
I must give him a salute next time I'm on the court.
on your part. But it is great fun.
Play or something.
I've got to convince my co-host to come out with us one day.
I went out last year.
Did you? Why did you come out this year?
It was a train ride.
Since you've rushed the lovely Tracy for your birthday, we can come out with us this afternoon and cheer on the Kings.
Well, we'll see about that.
It'll be a big game.
It'll be huge. Brad, appreciate your time. Good luck with that test happening just after midday out there at Kudos Bank Arena. And, of course, the game tips off at 3 o'clock. It's a massive one against the Breakers. Good luck to the Kings, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Go the Kings,
Brad Newley there. You would think probably won't play. Be highly unlikely to play.
Didn't sound overly optimistic.
No. They are the favourites, $1.80. The Breakers, $2 outsiders for that game. And as we were saying, we urge you, get along there and see the Kings
game
in action. Yeah, we would like to see that. By the way, coming up, of course, I know you listen to us on a Sunday morning, but you're probably listening to the Big Sports Breakfast on a Monday to Friday basis. Well, it's on again on Monday, of course, 5:30. It starts again, so make sure you tune into the boys. I'll have all the latest, probably winners and losers, I think. Heroes and villains. Will be on tomorrow, and they always give away a great prize associated with that too. So make sure you tune in 5:30 tomorrow morning for the Big Sports Breakfast Monday show. Brad Newley on the program.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, who wins the prize?
Who wins what prize?
Our prize for giving away the prize for two to Sydney racemen in courtesy of the ATC.
Yeah, that's a good point, Ray. Mm. We've had some great nominations. Mm. A lot of them have come in via SMS. Just before we get to that, here's another one. Ray, why is the TAB not betting on the richest race in the world, the Pegasus World Cup? Might be a regulation thing, is it? Can you help me, Phil from Bathurst?
I think it is. I honestly don't know.
Right. We'll get to the bottom of that and won't have it before the end of the show because that's coming up in 2 minutes' time. So there you go. Boys, Brabnan v. Warne. That's from Latte. This is our head-to-heads in the back of Roger
Steve
and Rafa.
Steve from Newcastle, 97 Knights versus 97 Broncos.
We wanted to see that. We never did. But that's a good one.
We better make a decision, Jim.
Yeah. We're not going to give it to Rod from Nowra, who just kept bringing up the fact that Cronulla beat the Storm 14 points to 12 in the grand final. So there you go. You might have to go through those
tips for us again too, because...
While she's trying to find a winner.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well spotted.
Or Grafton Race 2, number 5, Jets Cracker. And at Cessnock today, yes. Race 2, number 2, Manhattan Mist. So both in the second race, Race 2, number 5, Jets Cracker, Grafton Race 2, number 2, Manhattan Mist at Cessnock.
No TV rights and therefore no betting. That's why for that Pegasus World Cup match. I like this one, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, boys. Winks v Black Caviar over 1,400 metres at Randwick.
Okay, no, it's fair
a racing,
enough.
There's yeah. a racing theme to it, and the prize, courtesy of the ATC, is there a racing racing theme
Des.
Prize. So, Desperate Des, you better get in contact with us, or we've got your number.
We've got
his
number
in contact
there.
With yeah. you. Yeah. Now, we've got your tips for today. Have you got a sporting tip for us?
Roger, $2.05, was it?
$2.05.
Yeah.
You're going to go with Roger?
I'm with Roger.
Yeah, I know. When Leo Schlink was talking about, I was speaking to a man last night who you could almost say had a man crush on Roger Federer.
Hamish just points straight at me.
Yeah, I thought, maybe he rang Ray last night. I don't know. But you, very firm fan Roger Federer. Yeah.
Yep. Fingers crossed. Rafa's great too. So I hope for the sport's sake it's a terrific final, I'm sure it would be.
Yeah. And no truth to the rumour that you and Tanya could easily have afforded the $17,250.
Correct. No truth to that rumour.
Except that you're not allowed to go within 300 metres of Roger Federer. Of course, you need to be very careful. No truth to that rumour, of course. I'm going to go the Kings. With the Breakers, $1.80 today. I hope they go well. It's been a good fun morning. Enjoy tonight.